This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping is back in Beijing after his groundbreaking trip to Singapore and Vietnam. The trip itself has been capped off by the historic meeting on Saturday between Xi Jinping and Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou, first meeting between the leaders of the mainland and Taiwan since the end of the Civil War in 1949. Ahead of that, Xi Jinping also taking part in a series of activities to mark the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties between China and Singapore. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says Xi Jinping's time in Singapore and Vietnam has also helped create a new consensus on bilateral and regional cooperation between China and Southeast Asian nations. As part of his time in Vietnam, Xi Jinping was able to address Vietnamese lawmakers in the country's National Assembly to help mark the 65th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries. A number of agreements connected to the Beibu Gulf were also signed as part of his time in Hanoi, including issues connected to sea border demarcation and possible joint exploration of resources in the area. China's foreign trade dropping some 9% year-on-year to 2 trillion yuan, or around 320 billion U.S. dollars in October. This represents the eighth consecutive monthly decline in foreign trade for the world's second-largest economy. Exports dropping 3.6% to 1.23 trillion yuan. Imports down 16% to around 833 billion yuan. The closely watched election in Myanmar is underway. Around 33.5 million people are eligible to vote in the country's second general election since the country's military handed control of the country's political process to the public in 2011. More than 6,000 candidates are competing for over 1,000 seats at three different levels of government in Myanmar. This year's election pitting the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party, led by President Thein Sein, against the opposition National League for Democracy, headed by Aung San Suu Kyi. The election being monitored by more than 10,000 local and international observers. India's ruling BJP has conceded defeat in the local legislative elections in the eastern state of Bihar. India's Election Commission says the Grand Alliance currently leads in 91 constituencies in the battle for the 243 seats in the Bihar Assembly, the BJP-led alliance leading in 52 areas. Observers say the BJP's setback in the local election could impact the ruling party's hope of expanding its hold on power across the country, as a number of other key local elections are set for next year. Voting in Croatia's parliamentary elections is underway. This is the first parliamentary election in Croatia after the country joined the European Union in 2013. Around 3.8 million people are eligible to vote. They're being asked to fill 151 seats in the Croatian parliament. Pre-election polling suggests the coalitions led by the ruling center-left Social Democratic Party and the right-wing Croatian Democratic Union could both end up with around 60 seats each, which could leave the country in a political vacuum if a coalition can't be brought together to govern. Main issue heading into the election is the flow of migrants through the country, as the opposition conservatives have accused the ruling government of being too lenient and have been promising more hardline measures to stop migrants from flowing into Croatia. The wreckage of the Russian plane that crashed in the Egyptian Sinai is soon to be moved to the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Investigators now say a noise was heard in the last second from the cockpit voice recorder, and a spectral analysis will be carried out to identify the nature of that noise. Referring to media reports, the plane may have been brought down by a bomb. The investigation committee says no evidence related to those claims has yet been provided to them. The Russian plane crashing two Saturdays ago in Egypt's North Sinai shortly after taking off from the Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh, killing all 224 people on board. Cambodian authorities have released a tourist from Hong Kong who was arrested on Saturday for flying a remote-controlled drone over the royal palace in Phnom Penh. Police say they released the man after determining he had no ill intentions. Flying drones without a permit in Phnom Penh has been illegal since earlier this year. The rules were brought in after a German tourist flew his drone, which had a camera attached, into the royal palace while the Queen Mother was performing her daily exercise routine. Police in Guangxi have rounded up 25 people suspected of being part of a drug ring. Making the bus, police in the city of Yulin have also seized more than a ton of ketamine. The raid comes on the heels of a similar drug bust in Yulin this past month, which saw around 1.2 tons of ketamine and raw materials seized. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.